Hi, I started cooking when I was about 12 or 13 years old, and I did it because of necessity. My mom used to work all day long, so I needed to take care of my brothers. I didn't have a very good relationship with food, and it was because in my community, usually women were in charge of the kitchen, and by being in the kitchen, I thought that I was in some way they will know that I was gay. And of course, I didn't, I was in the closet. I didn't want people to know that I was gay. And this was because it was very hard to be a gay man in my community. Later on, I moved to California, specifically San Francisco, to look for better opportunities. And I find out that a lot of men were working in the kitchen, and for me it was a very nice surprise, and I love it because I knew that I had a place in the kitchen. And then my relationship with cooking changed a lot, and so I shared with my mom that I saw so many men in the kitchen, so in a way to justify that I could be in the kitchen. So many years later, I moved and worked at a health clinic in San Francisco. And also, part of my job was cooking for my support group. I used to have an HIV support group. And part of that was for me to have meals when they used to come to the group. I was very happy working at the clinic, but I always been involved in food. Even when I was working at the clinic, my friends used to come. I used to have private parties, I used to have pop-ups. And in 2019, a nonprofit organization here in the Mission had an opportunity to apply for an incubation program. So my friend Francisco and myself, we decided to do our application, and we won. We were able to have a presentation of our food, and they were very happy, and they liked it, that it was very unique. One of my mom recipes that really liked them was Café de Olla. That's why we call our cafe Café de Olla. So it was we got the place in 2019 at the beginning, and the place was ready for us to start in December. We were very excited to have our my mom recipes, the mole, the memela, the tlayuda. And we were doing very good, but in March, I remember the day when somebody is very emotional. When somebody from the office came and said, "You know, you have to close." And from March to August, we were closed. We closed, and we didn't know what to do. We applied for loans, grants. And until now, we were not able to get anything, especially because we were new. We didn't have a payroll. We don't have a history of revenues. We don't make any money. And so it is hard for us to get any help, government help. But we are very fortunate, and so many friends came to support us. Like my roommate, for example, she created a website for us. She helped us how to navigate the take out order, and the other people or other restaurant owner is still coming to our cafe and eat our food and give us like a lot of tips to. And we can see how they support us, and that's what make us to continue here. That we still don't get any money, but to see the support of the community for us is very grateful, and we are grateful for that. And we want to continue to be here in the Mission. We believe that everything will change, and our cafe will be successful. So we are here, and like we say in Spanish, sí se puede. Thank you.